Will you work now? Yes, you will.
Hell yeah.
What was the song I was going to say?
Careless Whisper by Queen. Oh, or that one.
Okay, so you get your options. Choice number one is It's Been a While. Because we took a week off. And then number two is I'm Never Gonna Queef Again. Guilty Queef Have Got No Rhythm. Welcome back to Bitches and Stitches. Here we are.
Yeah.
Hello, brother.
Here we're doing.
What's up, brothers?
Howdy ho.
Oh, thank you.
Howdy ho.
Thank you for acknowledging me.
Thank you for being self-aware.
So, wow, yeah, of course. We love a self-aware queen.
Yeah, well, of course. You sounded so nervy.
We love a self-aware queen. How's everyone doing? How's your weeks? The thumbs up.
the silence.
You know? I don't know. I feel like I how's your week been? Let's start with that.
Oh, the burnout versus depression right now is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a seesaw that's like stuck kind in the middle?
But like I was doing okay, and then we are approaching a really large project that I've worked on the past 2 years. And I know how to run this project, but it's very time consuming.
Okay.
And it's now kind of put me in a, I don't want to work at all. I want to sit there and just exist. And I would rather sit there and exist in my own home.
Is it because you're over it or are you like panic froze?
Panic froze.
Okay.
For sure.
Is like, because it just needs to be over now? Or
there's a lot of things like external to this project that I need to be over and I need to get done.
Okay.
In order to feel better about the project. But that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. My boss is very understanding. He's also out of the country for the next 2 weeks. So I have a lot of time.
I feel like
to get my ass in gear.
Ever quit my not real job that I want to work with you guys. Because every time you guys talk about like the stressful things, it's followed with, but my boss is great.
Yeah.
Or you know, something like that. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool.
He is. Both of them. One of them today looked at me and goes, get the hell out of here and go home. Like, why are you still here?
The amount
not
of
not in a bad way. He's just like, no, go home. Avoid the traffic, please.
Like, it's stressful, but you feel appreciated.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Our direct people that we support love us.
Okay. Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely people. No, yeah, I think piggybacking off of that, reaching around back to that.
Good old reach around.
Good old reach around. No, yeah, like, I feel like for the most part, our stress is not coming from our bosses so much as it's coming from, like, external shit. Like, people on our teams or, like, very specific people, mind you. People on our teams or, like, something that comes up out of nowhere that, like, it's like, okay, how long have you known about this? Because, like, you're just now telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you've had a plan for a hot minute.
It's like now it's an emergency.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been
it if wouldn't we communicated have been if you,
a week ago. Or
if you had told me a month ago when you started this that it was coming. But instead you waited until 3 days before it was due. And now we're all scrambling to get this shit together and staying like late every day and like trying to rally our teams to help us get this information while they're also trying to do like their regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass.
Truly.
And then also like, as I was telling y'all, my world changed last week. So my most favorite boss, and I know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but she's my favorite. She's been my boss since I started at the corporate office. Absolutely lovely human being. Like wants what's best. She's one of those people that like, she talks a lot about, like, doing good things, doing good in the world, and actually does it.
Mm-hmm.
And is part of all of these, like, I don't know. She's just a wonderful human, and I feel like she is just, like, the best. And I've never had a boss that I could relate so closely to, either. Like, to the point where somebody asked if we were siblings. Like, we look the same, and I'm like... And also, she's one of those people that just, like, is an advocate for, like, boosting up women, boosting up black women in a space where there aren't many in higher positions, like
just giving voices to all the
absolutely
voices.
And yes. I just, I love her so much. She was promoted, and I'm very proud of her. And which I told her when she called me to tell me before we found out in a meeting with Todd, because I've already cried in front of Todd multiple times because we got called into meetings because somebody has left or somebody was fired or whatever it is. So I had all weekend last weekend to process it and like let it sink in. And then, yeah, she moved last week. I moved all of her stuff into her new office and she's killing it already, of course. And I just miss working for her.
Aww.
Not to say anything negative about like, I have gotten to know my newer boss on my one team pretty well at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got like a brand new, I mean, he's not brand new to the company or to being a VP at all, but he's brand new to the space.
Mm-hmm.
So finding like what kind of relationship he and I are going to have is just like, it's like I'm doing this again.
Yep.
That's always bizarre, like, when new energies are introduced and, like, you're in a situation where, like, it's going to have to work.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you can just be okay with it not working.
Right.
You know, on either end.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's like, I can imagine the anxiety that comes from, like, can I fart in front of this guy? Or, no, right. I'm just kidding.
Can I say the word shit fuck in front of this guy?
Well, and this is the same person who, like, told me that he cusses a lot, but all he said was damn, and I was like, okay, if that's the extent of your cussing...
We're gonna have to pick it up, my dude.
I need you to drop, like, a shit. I need you to shit.
Not a motherfucker.
You're going to be like, I'm going to need you to come with me to the tattoo shop one day.
Uh-huh. Well, and then meanwhile, my like other boss was afraid to cuss in front of me because he was brand new to being a VP. And he was so worried about cussing in front of me. And one day he just shut the door and he was like, I'm so sorry, but what the fuck? And I was like, there you are.
There it is.
Now I see you.
Yep. I'm pretty sure I broke the seal with both of my bosses when I just said, I don't fucking know. Like,
yeah,
I don't fucking know what this person wants, and I don't fucking know why they want this and you and this, and I just don't fucking know.
Uh-huh.
And they were both like, yes, thank you.
Well,
I appreciate you.
So back when I first started and I had Eric, I came in day one.
Eric.
And I sat down with him. And the person that I took over for. And he just, like, right there was, like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but, like, he was, like, fuck it. And he goes, oh, I hope you're okay with cussing. And I said, I've never felt more at home.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
like,
you,
thank you for humanizing the role that you're in, because not a lot of people are good at that. And I think that it's easy when people outside of your role don't get to see you be a human.
Mm-hmm.
For them to then put you on a pedestal where you no longer, like...
Callie's got the wins again.
I totally told y'all before this I might have to take a shit mid-podcast, and that's now fair. I'm burping.
I think, like, cussing, to me, well, you know, sometimes I'll get apologetic about it, and I'm like, I swear too much, but, like, I remember when Veda was little and they were asking me about... like cussing and bad words. And I was like, I don't actually believe in good or bad words.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are consequences to using different types of speech.
Right.
And you should know what those are. But I was like, mostly I use, you know, swear words or cuss words, whatever you want to call them, a whole fucking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as like a feminist stance. Like, I don't want to be pretty and pleasing and polite for you, and I will say whatever the fuck I want, and you don't like it coming out of my mouth, but Tim here can say it, and it's fine.
It's cool when he does it.
It's a problem when I do it.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. So I feel like, you know, I'm a little crass almost intentionally.
Well, I think it's just like...
I love it.
Like, in their role specifically, like, obviously I'm not... in front of vendors or whatever, but it humanizes them. Uh-huh. It brings it back to like, okay, uh-huh. I can have an actual conversation with you. I can feel comfortable coming into your office and telling you there's a problem, uh-huh. whether it be like something within my, like, my subdivision having an issue, or I personally am having an issue. I know I can come to you because you are talking to me like a person, uh-huh. not like my VP.
Yep.
Correct.
And then everybody knows that we know when to turn it off uh-huh. and right. write a uh-huh. formal email uh-huh. and, you know, use our manners.
Right.
Like, that's a different thing uh-huh. than having a normal conversation and punctuating it.
I literally got told this week.
Shit, fuck, hell.
Right. You know, like, what? I literally got told this week by my boss that I get to go on a trip again with him.
Ooh, fun.
And... at the end of summer, which normally people in my position would not get to do, but because I'm running this event, he's like, you get to go. And I said, fucking awesome, thank you. And he said, yeah, I need you there, thanks. I said, cool.
Yay.
Appreciated. Oh. Love it, love it.
Yeah. Well, I hope that things start calming down
mm-hmm.
for you guys and feeling normal so. Soon.
I think they will. I think I've decided that I need like a mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got a call on my way home today that my friend is driving down from Maryland to go to a concert with her guy best friend next week. And she can't stay with him, so she's coming to stay at my apartment. And I said, that's totally fine. I love you. I'll leave a key out for you. But how long are you staying? Can I take some days off?
Yeah.
Are you telling me I can take some days off and we can go do something?
You mean I can't work Friday or Monday?
She's coming on Tuesday. And oh. I'm like, I could take Wednesday off. And we can have a middle of the week.
And then she's like, nah, girl, you're fine.
And yeah, exactly. And she's like, I actually have to drive back home Wednesday morning. And I was like, you suck, but I love you. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, I had the same thing happen to me this past week. My best friend in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. For months, I knew that they were coming. They planned like a trip. They were driving to see like one of her husband's friends in Cherokee, and then they were going to Ohio for something, and uh-huh. then they were driving through Charlotte on their way back to Florida. And I like made sure that like my Friday was super light, and uh-huh. the like day that they were coming in was super light, because I was like, oh, I don't know. I just want to be prepared.
Right.
You know, yeah. like I want to see
well,
you guys.
The same way you did for my birthday. And then yeah. like the same way that you're planning on doing for Jazz's. Yeah. yeah.
And then like when they were almost here, I was like, okay, like where are you guys at? And they're like, well, we're getting pretty close to Charlotte. I was like, do you guys need to like check in the hotel first or what? And they're like, well, actually, like for a number of reasons, we decided to drive straight through and we're not going to stay at the hotel. And like my heart shattered.
Yep.
Like, also, Joy, if you're listening to this, I'm not mad at you. I just so excited to see you. And
Joy, we hear great, great things about you.
I was so excited.
And but yeah, it ended up being like the world's shortest like dinner visit, and then it was back to work on Friday like normal. And I was like, I don't even have a hangover. I am well rested. I was so sad.
Well rested.
The whole thing.
Bullshit.
I'm like, you guys want to stay with us? Like, you know, I don't know. Sure. I don't get visitors very often, and mm-hmm. you know, like, and I started thinking, I was like, what the fuck is in Charlotte for them anyway? Like, there's nothing.
That's fair.
Like, I wouldn't stay here if I were driving through.
No, yeah. But there's you.
Yeah. But, like, they had like, a crammed 2 days afterwards, so I understand, mm-hmm. like, the wanting to get back. So, but, yes, to what you were saying about the mm-hmm. friend coming and then having to leave, you're like, oh, this okay.
This is fine. I don't mm-hmm. have an excuse to take a vacation.
Well, bye.
And it's fine.
Well, we could just make a vacation.
I think we're going to have to.
We're just yeah. going
to
do
I
it.
Think my brain is going to have one.
Well, do you guys have Mother's Day plans?
Nope.
I mean, because we're going to be... We're going to be at the beach. I think we're leaving the Saturday night before Mother's Day, and we're coming back like Tuesday.
I think tonight. She will have plans for sure.
I got to find out what my mom wants to do.
Well, you can come on down and wheel, you know,
I or third wheel.
Is it third? How many? What's the weird number of wheels?
Third or fifth is a weird number of wheels. Yes. It's not your average number of wheels.
She would just be your fourth wheel, which would make you all very stable.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Veda and I in the back seat. Mom, Dad, stop it.
Ew. I don't want to hear about how much you love each other.
And then Joey going, what in the chocolate monkey fuck is that?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, even if it was just a day, you could be like, oh, I'm taking off work Monday and driving down, and I'll go back on to whatever. Like, we'll be there.
Okay.
So.
Very exciting.
You're welcome.
Very exciting times. Thank you. As along with how are we doing, how is everyone's recent medication increases going? Okay. I got an okay from Jazz and I got a from Steph. Love it.
I had a checkup today and the ADHD meds are great. Like,
good.
I'm fine. I feel like I haven't slept in 3 months, though. Like, I cannot. And I can't get those medications to serve me well. Like, I feel I feel so fucking tired if I take something to sleep. Like, it's like I'm not getting quality sleep and I'm so groggy in the morning. And then if I don't take anything, I stay up all night going, okay, well, maybe I should draw this. Well, hey, remember that appointment you have in 3 weeks? Do you want to start drawing for that? Oh, no, you can't because it's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, you fucking idiot. Like, just go to goddamn sleep. And it's like all the world's problems need to be solved in that moment, like with my head on the pillow.
Yep.
And when I was talking to, like, the doctor today and she's like, how's your anxiety? I was like right now or like baseline. She's like, let's say like baseline. I'm like, I'm gonna say like a hard 7.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we have to get that under control. And I was like, here's the thing though, I don't know that we can medicate this away because it's like the state of the world, right? Like, it's
correct.
Housing security and income security and like all of these things that are so out of control right now. I was like, usually I would classify anxiety as like worrying about things like in an irrational way. Like, and the reality being like maybe everything's going to be okay. But I feel like we've never lived in a time where like there's a stronger chance of like things like really fucking not being okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and she's like, how about Lexapro? And I was like, no, like, here's the, you're not hearing me. Like,
right.
I don't think that like I need to medicate this anxiety away because it's rational. Like I am being rational right now and I am worried.
Right.
Brother. All the time.
Brother.
Well, I think we're all a little fucking worried.
I had my Zoloft increased, my hydroxyzine at night increased, and my Adderall increased, and your girl can get through a day without fucking panicking. And that is a lot to say when probably like 6 months to a year ago, I would freak the fuck out because I got an email and I read it weird.
Yep.
Now I can respond to people like very bluntly. I can advocate for myself. Like, it's pretty fucking wild because, I mean, you met me unmedicated. So now I'm like, oh, no, we're not doing it that way.
I feel like I had that moment when I first started the Prozac, and now it's, like, all gone away, and all of the anxiety is back, and all of the self-hatred right before my period is back.
Well, so that doesn't control your hormones, though.
No, like, no.
You know?
No. But it is for the, that's why they, I was diagnosed with PMDD, and they were like, okay, we'll just take, this was my OBGYN trying to trick me, and I love her for it, actually, because I used to work for her. And she's like, you just take the Prozac, you know, 7 to 14 days before your period. When your brain starts feeling funky, it's a very low dose. You'll be fine. Do this. And I said, okay, worked for the first time and then never worked again. And so my primary care prescribed it full time. Laura, I love you as well. And it was great. And now I'm like, I really don't like myself. So, and I also am having a really hard time doing any of the things.
I think one nice thing has been, like, so my therapist helped me find our psychiatrist. And my therapist just keeps, like, every time I talk to her, she reiterates, like, This is not going to get rid of 100% of your anxiety. You are supposed to feel something.
Yes.
But it will make it manageable. So, like, I still get anxious, but I'm like, no, I got this.
Uh-huh. So, I think the problem for me with, like, any sort of, like, SSRI or drug like that is that anytime I have taken those, two things happen. I am not having any, like, over-the-top, irrational fucking meltdowns, but I'm also not experiencing any high highs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not belly laughing. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, having empathy. I'm not, like, having any sort of range of emotion mm-hmm. that I feel like is human. And like when I was in crisis mm-hmm. and I needed to not be in crisis, it was very helpful. But then in the long term, mm-hmm. I might as well have not had a vagina.
Yep.
Like the sex drive yep. like was like pfft, null and void. Now I didn't care because I was very numb. And then coming off of it was like a month and a half of me being fucking banana pants. Like absolutely not fucking okay. Mm-hmm. And so now trying to just figure out how to sort through life without, like, I just don't think I'm a good fit for those types of medications.
That's fair.
Like, I, you know what I need? I need a life that's not, like, smack dab in the middle of, like, fucking end-stage capitalism. That'd be cool.
Ooh,
like, yeah. And then I look at all, like, the rich white ladies of the world that are like, just let go and trust the universe and worry is a prayer. Easy. And they say shit like that. And then, like, because you have a fucking trust fund. Right.
That's easy for you to say, Barbara, when you grew up with old money.
You left your corporate job with fucking $500,000 in the bank to open a yoga studio. You'll be fine.
Right.
I don't have
my rich family to fall back on or my trust fund or whatever.
I saw something funny on the internet the other day that said, that metalheads are just nice guys cosplaying as mean guys, and hippies are just mean guys cosplaying as nice guys.
Accurate.
And I was like reminded of my cult days, you know, as the smelliest of the smelly hippies. And I was like, oh my god, they were mean, and they passed it off like pseudo-spiritualism, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that? And they'd be like, I'm sorry, that moment has moved past me. Or it doesn't serve me to say that again anymore. Fuck you, Brenda. You know?
Fuck Brenda.
Also, your name is Brenda. Not, you know, whatever fucking...
I mean, if
fucking,
you're fucking a Brenda, good for
like,
you.
fucking Hindu deity you named yourself after.
Right.
Your last name is Smith, and you have made-up gluten allergies. Fuck off. Like,
damn.
I just
fuck
can't.
Off, Brenda.
Anyway,
damn.
So we're all well-medicated right now. Except
I will be going to my doctor to ask for increase.
I was going
to
say,
I promise.
I
but your numbness is how I feel on the hydroxyzine, and that's my as needed. Like that's
okay.
my panic attack one.
Okay.
Oh, I
for
take
sure.
that sucker multiple times a day.
But and you were able like the way that I feel your medications are also not laid out, but like combined.
Uh-huh.
I think the combination works very well for you too.
Yes.
Also, I think this is like the combination du jour because I was actually talking to somebody unrelated to us recently who was like I walked into, you know, the space we were sharing and mm-hmm. he's like, how are you? And I was like, I'm fucking exhausted. I took a trazodone, knocked my dick in the dirt. I don't feel good. And he was like,
dick in the dirt.
And he's like, oh my god, samesies. And I was like, how long have you been taking it? He's like, 3 days. And I was like, how long have you been taking it? I was like, 2 days. I hate it. He's like, I hate it. Parallel lives. And then I checked in with him today. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing the hydroxyzine, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like there's like a trendy cocktail right now mm-hmm. amongst medical professionals.
Probably.
That is like what is being... given and I don't like it. I've gone back to Benadryl.
So my thing was like, so I told her like, oh yeah, I'm still having like big swings
mm-hmm.
where like the anxiety is just like punching me in the nuts. And then I'm having like, I'm tired. I take my meds around 8 every night.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm tired, and then I go to actually sleep and I can't fall asleep.
Nope.
And she was like, that doesn't fucking sound right. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
There, the way I would describe it for me for the very short time period I took it was I felt tranquilized but not tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like if someone shot me in the ass with a dart, like on a movie where I was like, oh, God, my blood pressure, you know, like, and I was like, I don't want to go to sleep. This is how people OD. And like, so panic.
That's why she upped my Zoloft and my hydroxyzine.
That's how Delta 8 makes me feel.
And I, like, my Zoloft is for, like, antidepressant, anti-anxiety. And then the hydroxyzine is anti-panic, but it also makes you tired.
Anti-panic.
I hate you. And
it makes me think of our anti-piss.
Ant-piss.
Oh, ant-piss.
Good old ant-piss.
A good call out to ant-piss.
But, so the combination of the Zoloft and the hydroxyzine being boosted have both helped me, like, rationalize whatever's happening around me during the day, but then also makes me really tired at night.
Good.
So, I'm glad that she boosted that and wasn't like, take a trazodone and a half, because then I would never fucking wake up.
No.
I'm just going to bank on the fact that I'm in a job where I am an artist, so maybe the dark circles, or it just make me, it's like part of my allure.
I don't
know?
See the dark circles.
You look well. Mm. You look refreshed.
You
That's
do.
Because I've been drinking in the sun all day.
I love it.
Hell yeah. Sometimes, that's what I did the majority of this weekend, if I'm going to be honest.
Sometimes
I was on a
patio
the past two evenings.
Yep.
So.
Yep. That was my, today I was like, typically Mondays, you know, on recording days, I'm like, uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to be good until we go record. And there's nothing more I like than, like, a glass of something cold and bubbly on a sunny patio. And I was like, fuck it.
Treat yourself.
Here we go, guys. I've pre-gamed a little bit, but
treat yourself. I told you I chugged a Coors Light and ate a salad before I came over here.
And I told you that was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like, hands down.
Hell yeah.
She's single.
But with that, I have been chugging water to make sure that I wasn't like a sloppy drunk person on the podcast.
We love you.
So I'll probably have to pee a lot. Which I think we wanted to talk about peeing
indeed want to talk about some pissing,
because we promised you the places we've peed.
It's a real pissy pod,
and then I don't think that
piss pod.
I feel like we're pissy anyway.
Yeah,
an attitude.
Yeah, and so we had our connect. We had our, hey, you know, check in with your friends, check in with your medical providers on if you're still feeling eh. Maybe check in with them and see if there's a medication change you should do. Check in with going to a therapist. Or maybe, you know, reaching out to a psychiatrist. And
if you're in the Charlotte area, I got great ones for you. So just hit me up.
Yeah, agreed. Boop, boop. But aside from that, actually, before we launch into pissing, Steph, you had a lovely taint/gooch question for us.
Yeah, I'd like to know your taint/gooch question.
Okay.
The fuck are you asking us about our taints?
So, a few weeks ago, was somewhere, and Beta was being a smartass, and I told them that I was going to kick them in the taint.
Okay.
If they didn't start acting
right. I love
your
parenting style.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Big threats. Mm. And then another person, a male, said, can females have taints?
Yes.
And I was like, I thought that they could.
Yes.
And then it sprung this whole conversation of, no, a taint is only the area between your testicles and your asshole.
I thought that
and
was
I
a
thought
gooch.
It was a perineum. Like, I thought
they're
I
called
thought
the same thing.
The
for
taint
both.
Is just the perineum, and then maybe the gooch was the more male version.
Nope.
Yeah,
of
I
it.
Thought no. Gooch was just like the male version of taint.
Because the way I thought it was like it taints your butt and it taints your.
And these are just the slang terms too, so it's the same thing.
It's the perineum.
Yes, and it's the same thing for both genders. Yes, you do indeed have a taint.
Slash
and
gooch.
Do you remember you made a lovely comment saying something about shitting? And how you just shit with the door open, and that your husband would still love a blowjob from you, even if the vagina is only located 2 inches from the asshole. That 2 inches...
The fact that you could quote that.
...is your taint.
So that's what I always thought, but then it,
I just got to use my degree, and I fucking love it.
It never occurred to me that that could be a gendered thing. And it's and not. The other people that were taking part of this felt very strongly that the taint only belonged to male anatomy.
The way I want to sing Tainted Love to you right now is unbelievable.
Okay, you want to talk about things only belonging to certain anatomy. I used to TA for our Welcome to College freshman class, and at the time, they had to read the book, I can't remember the title, but it's about Henrietta Lacks and how medical professionals used to experiment on her because she was a black woman who had cervical cancer, and they basically stole her cells, and they are in research labs all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a very, very interesting story.
They basically just kept experimenting on her,
yes,
but not trying to
cure her cancer.
Yeah, like, not trying to fix it at all. Just experimenting on her, and then took a bunch of her cells and spread them around.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we had our freshmen do research projects on different forms of cancer, and I shit you fucking not, I had two guys in this class. And actually, not one of them who did this presentation, but another guy from this class just recently followed us. And I think that's fucking perfect. I didn't think this was going to be his cup of tea, but it's fucking awesome that he just followed us. So, I had two guys, back-to-back days, because it was 2 days of presentations, where one of them presented on ovarian cancer.
Okay.
And said something along the lines of, like, yeah, you know, like, it's statistically affects this many women. I don't know why it doesn't affect men. Like,
no.
I've had some of the women in my family had had this. I don't know why it hasn't affected the men in my family. And I fucking shit you not, the very next day, another one who was my problem child, bless his heart, is presenting on testicular cancer.
It says he doesn't know why it affects women.
Correct.
No.
Correct. Said, yeah. It runs,
how does nobody interrupt them and
the
be
male,
like, are you
the
fucking
men in my
stupid?
Family. Steph, I was under the fucking table.
The where?
I was under
like,
the fucking table.
Which one of you
table.
Has ovaries and which one of you has testicles?
Point to your parts for me.
Now, if you were presenting on breast cancer, different.
Yes. Agreed. Yes.
Anybody can get that. But
you can't get testicular cancer without testicles.
Right.
So,
if you ain't got no balls, you can't get cancer in them.
You can't get cancer in your balls if you ain't got any.
If you ain't got ovaries, you can't get cancer in it.
Right.
But I guess so we could all get it in our taint because we all have a taint.
Can we get taint cancer?
I mean,
you're the doctor.
I'm not the doctor.
You're a resident biologist.
I have a biology degree. You can get ass cancer.
Well, colon cancer?
Yeah.
Is that what I just like to call it ass cancer.
Asshole cancer.
We like to tell my grandma she had the ass cancer. She didn't fucking like us.
Hear me out, though.
But you know what? She also had the dementia, and she would forget that we told her she had the ass cancer.
Like 10-second Tom. Oh, hi, I'm Tom.
To be fair, dodged some ass cancer this year. So.
Fuck yeah, you did.
I was told if I waited until the normal time to get a colonoscopy, I probably would have had very far along cancer. Like late stage cancer.
And now you don't.
Yep.
On that note.
And I have ye olde not cancer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On that note, before we get into the pissing, can I go pee?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I could pee before we piss.
Okay, so before we get to pissing, Jaslyn had a dumb question.
I mean, we did all just go piss.
Yeah, we did just go piss.
Group pee.
Aw. How romantic.
I'm not farting, it's the chair.
Oh, that's fair.
It's a leather chair or a foam.
I might have to establish a fart corner at some point, so that's fair.
Just don't kill my plants.
It's probably good for
them. I
didn't
realize I put a chip
fart?
In my mouth. And I don't want to chew on the microphone, so I'm trying to like suck it.
She's sucking on a chip.
A hot chip with some hot cheese. Love it.
Okay, so I have my dumbass question of the day.
Dumber than, is it a taint?
No, I feel like that's a reasonable question, though.
Especially when I was questioned about the
question.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, I feel like that has been so, like you said, genderized.
Yes.
And it's like, everybody's got a little space between their asshole and their bits.
Yeah.
Like, I need
to
know.
My aunt didn't know until she was 42. She is now 54, but didn't know until she was 42 that your pee hole was separate from your vagina.
Dear fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And so, and ladies, don't be ashamed. If for no, some no. reason you need us to post an anatomy photo, like in the stories, we could send it.
Social yeah. media
we could
manager.
Send it. Like, is it, what is it? Ghost? No, disappearing. But what is it? The thing that you're supposed to send that goes away on social media. What's it called? Yeah, like when you message people and it's like goes away.
Vanish mode.
Vanish mode. Yeah, we'll send it vanish mode, and you can just look at it, and then you can get yourself a hand mirror, and you can learn where all your holes are.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
What is learn your stupid holes. Question?
Very much so a Sex and the City episode with Charlotte. Yep. I got you.
I just watched Fried Green Tomatoes, so
that's... I got you. Love it.
Okay, so my dumb question of the day.
Beautiful.
Is who invented the walkie-talkie?
Oh.
Because that bitch seems a little lazy with the naming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they, like, went through, like, a series of names and they were like, no, that's not quite right. No, not that one. I'm not really digging it. And then the guy, like, got sick of debating this with whoever he was debating it with. Or girl.
Yeah.
Probably guy, because in that day.
I'm going to make a guess.
It is a...
It is either, so I'm thinking of things that sound like walkie-talkie. Old-timey names all sounded like that.
Right.
They were like, well, an itchy-gitchy, or blah, 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 blah. Or,
well,
any sort of, like, British name is also, like, a rhymey-rhymey, like a funny-funny, right. You know, kind of, well, like.
And they also called, like, movies once they got sound, the talkies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, did he get sick of, like, debating film. This? And he was like.
Then you're walkie, and then okay. you're talkie.
Well, we'll just call it the walkie-talkie then, because you can walkie and you can talkie. And the guy was like, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one. Brilliant. I actually think that's exactly how it happened.
Probably.
And I am here for it. I think that that is a really fantastic name to name things, or way to name things.
Yeah, I have indeed Googled this one, and all I can tell you is it's two guys, because it's the only thing I remember, and that one of them might have been named Alexander, but...
Hamilton?
Nope. And not Graham Bell
was
either.
In the 1950s? It sounds like a 1950s thing.
Too. It was Hamilton. Due to one of the World Wars, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so
wait. And it was to find ways to... Wasn't Morse code, but it was to find ways to, like, talk around other countries intercepting your communication.
Which is why it has channels.
Yes.
So you could change the channel if somebody intercepts your...
Yes.
Communication.
But, however, I don't feel like Googling it again, so please leave us in the comments what your thoughts are. And also, if you would like to educate us, if you're a walkie-talkie expert, someone out there
if
is.
If you be out there walkie-in and talkie-in, let us know.
I'm so sorry.
Callie, you are chock full of wins tonight.
Oh, it's the beer. I know.
Speaking of walkieing and talkieing.
Speaking of alcohol making me burp and do things. Fucking floodgates.
Do we want to discuss our...
Our pissing?
Our pissing?
Yeah. So this all stemmed from... I told my piss story of how I really had to pee after my birthday dinner. And Jocelyn saved the day.
I did.
Truly. Saved the day. Pulled over. I watered someone's grass for them.
I'm telling you, there's a brown spot there for all the alcohol you had in your system that night.
That was a lot of red wine, let me tell you. A lot of red wine, and finished the night off with a Coors Light. So
sick.
Yep.
You and the goddamn Coors Light. I swear
to God. Issues, I swear.
She's a dad.
I am.
She's a dad in disguise.
I am. Yeah.
Big dad energy.
I give big divorced dad energy.
That's fair. I get that from you.
Yeah. I don't hate Nickelback. Let's just say that.
So Callie's the divorced dad of the group.
I don't know if we could be friends after you said that.
Okay.
I feel like you're fired, though. No. You have to hate Nickelback.
The only people I know who like Nickelback are you and Dallas. And
divorced dads. Or dads that should be divorced, which is what I attract.
So, my dad is divorced, and I don't know that he's listened to Nickelback, or is educated on Nickelback in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, you and Dallas, and I'm like, I get good vibes aside from that.
Okay. I have to have a red flag, you know?
Your musical taste is where I'm like,
That's fair.
Like, do you, like, love Nickelback? Like, you put it on purpose? Or, like, it comes on at a restaurant, and you're like,
if it comes on the playlist
I like
I'm listening to, I may or may not know every word. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's fine. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this one. I can already tell you who exactly is going to text me. The fact that I mentioned Nickelback and just go...
You've said Nickelback so many times. If you had a Nickelback for every time you said Nickelback, you'd be...
Do you remember the time I told you? At least 25 like $5. Cents richer. Yeah. If I had a nickel for every 20-something year old... I am a 20-something year old, but... For every 20-something year old with a coke addiction that I tried to hook up with, I'd have 3 nickels.
It's not that many, but it's weird that it happened more than once.
Correct.
I feel like that's with everybody that I hooked up with in the late 90s, early
2000s. Love that.
They all had coke addictions. I love that. That's amazing. It was all the rage.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody that I dated previously or did the deed with previously had any sort of a coke addiction, I had no clue.
I would like for everyone to know that our lovely and our famous Aunt Piss.
Aunt Piss. God bless her.
Found the zombie beaver movie.
It's called...
That Jazz got fucked.
It's called what? Zombievers?
Zombievers.
Zombievers.
If you are interested in watching, I did indeed have someone send me...
Do we know what streaming services we can watch this on?
Fun fact. Somehow this beaver was a hybrid... human beaver.
How are you half human, half beaver? Well, don't refer to my lady bits as a small woodland creature.
Don't. Don't you do it.
Jaslyn. I had someone say, oh, you found the movie. Does that mean we're gonna turn that movie on one day? And I said, absolutely fucking not. I am not fucking to zombiever.
You know, it'd be funny, though.
Maybe he could sing you one of his own songs. Instead, I just
what if
that seems more likely.
This is sort of a segue, sort of a segue. What if when like men were doing it, if wind got caught up there, it sounded like a like a whistle or a flute?
Okay,
wait,
so we queef and they whistle.
Yeah, it was
like
right
if wind got caught in their dicks.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Like before they came, it went like,
yeah, like it's just like it was like it. SpongeBob's nose, where it's like do 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 do.
Oh, speaking of a queef, no, I did not recently queef, but if y'all, if
I'm
I did,
never gonna queef again.
I would really let y'all call me no queef bitch. Rhythm. That would be my new name. Is queef bitch?
Queef bitch.
It still could be.
You never know. You never know.
You do be queefing.
It was just the one fucking time.
You don't know that.
I do. It's my it is my lady bits. I hung out with said lovely gentleman recently, and he...
Did he have a queefstion for you?
Yes! Yes, he did!
Was it about zombievers?
No! But he did indeed say, so what happens if... Like, in a couple of years, or, you know, even now, like, the podcast blows up. Like, y'all get really famous. Is everyone just... I was going to say, that's not the goal. We're just having fun. Having bevies with our friends.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I would love for this to be my full-time job.
So. 100%.
Make it happen, folks.
So, he goes, what happens if, you know, podcast blows up, and then everyone is, like, trying to find out who Queef Guy is? And he kept referring to himself as Queef Guy, and I thought that was really funny.
Really he doesn't.
Queef
mind.
Guy.
Like
he opens up his shirt to reveal, like, a Q. But, like,
sure
the shirt is now,
decided,
like, labia that you have to open up, and it's just...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sorry.
Sure
I went too far with the cartoon.
I had it in my brain. I liked it. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure we did indeed decide that he needed a t-shirt that's Queef Guy on it.
He can be Queef Guy.
Yeah,
but
he
I will
can be
say
queef guy.
My only
you can queef if you want to. Yeah. You can leave your friends behind.
My
because your
negative...
friends don't queef, and if they don't queef, then they're
no
friends
of mine.
I hate you both. If my only negative comment in regards to this is he goes, so yeah, like what if in like 4 years and y'all become famous and everyone's trying to find out who Queef Guy is? And like I have to like explain to my like future wife and kids in 4 years. That I'm Queef Guy.
Oh, come off
and
it.
And I said,
in
I really,
40 years?
In that moment.
If you're not the future wife and kids in 4 years, then you were guaranteed to have queffed several more queefs from more queef guys So, like, also, get over yourself. Yeah, there could be a multitude of queef guys. You're no longer queef guy.
Good sir. Also, he's probably going to listen to this, and I do indeed apologize in advance. You've been de-queefed. Fuck. I do indeed apologize in advance.
It's different than being bequeathed. It's actually the opposite.
No, he was being bequeathed before.
I looked at him and I said, okay, you think you're going to have a wife and kids in 4 years? And he goes, fuck no. And I said, all right.
Okay.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. Also, how are they going to know unless you tell them?
Also, good sir.
We haven't mentioned your name.
You're naked in my bed. Can you fucking not?
But also, can we reach around to a similar conversation around to where I'm like, people in glass houses, who's ever going to make fun of somebody for conjuring a queef?
No, yeah.
Like,
you're a regular fucking old queef happened.
Lizard. Complimented you, good sir.
Yeah, my pussy said...
Literally.
Like, it just...
My pussy gave you a little wink.
It's saying you the music of my people.
But like... Mm. Like, you're the one. You're not the only queef to be queffed. Like,
you're not the only queef giver.
Yeah, there have been queefs before.
There's many a queef giver in the world.
I don't know.
That you're just said, the one that's the queef heard around the world.
I'm going to make the most... To me, it's hilarious. I don't know if I've ever queffed like that. You know?
I've never queffed like I queffed with you.
That was just making people uncomfortable.
It's a cover of a romance novel and the hair blowing in the wind, except for...
Uncomfy. You're so welcome. So
I don't know.
Welcome.
Like, I had to think about it really long and hard
after I queefed?
After we had our queef conversation.
Yeah.
Our queefersation.
Ooh.
And I really... Like, I know that I have queefed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been very rare. It's a very rare occurrence.
It's not a frequent occurrence of mine.
And I feel like it's the universe blessing me with one less embarrassing thing because that surgery that I have makes all of my gas one way.
Yep.
So I fucking fart. I fart.
Yep.
So much. And they're audible and they smell bad. So if I were like a queefy, queen... That would just be too much. Like,
speaking of the queef heard around the world, yes. I need to tell you, we have many more...
more people have heard
more round-the-world subscribers.
Oh, good.
More people have heard my queef?
More people have heard your queef.
God.
The queef you queefed. So we have now... This is just becoming an analytics corner... Sweden, Russia, Israel, UK,
fuck yeah,
Chile, Switzerland, and Armenia. So thank you to our
international
subscribers, listeners. Thank you so much.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, look at you. What a woman.
Two chips at once in two different dips. I'm in love.
Double the chip, double the dip.
Yes.
It was a half a chip and a whole chip.
God, I love you.
And
either
one
way.
Got the beans and one got the cheese. Wow. You should try it.
What a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bean girly.
So any hooser.
I know. Any hooser whatser.
Reaching back around to our piss stories.
Yeah.
Our piss stories. Places we have peed.
Aunt Piss, this is for you. Shout out.
Oh, Aunt Piss, I've never met you, but I wish I could.
She's a lovely person.
I love you already, and I just know it.
We'll find a way for you to meet Aunt Piss, but she doesn't like going out.
So no. I guess what is... Where's the funniest public pee?
A McDonald's bush.
Time of day.
A bush and a bush.
11 p.m. So, you know, not outrageous. At the time, this friend of mine was dating a wrestler in college, and all of his fucking roommates were wrestlers.
Like a pro wrestler? Like a collegiate wrestler.
Ew, no.
Like, does he have cauliflower ear or like a fun belt?
No,
like,
he has cauliflower ear. And
a singlet.
So did all of his roommates.
They all just chewed on each other's ears.
He was not a high quality person.
No, I'm just imagining they all like, they're like, it's wrestling practice time, and they all got together and on each other's ears. Get your singlets on, gentlemen.
So he lived with a bunch of wrestlers, and we all were drinking one night, got real drunk, and the one sober one was like, I want food. And I said, I want food. And my friend's like, I want food. And the other another guy's like, I want food.
And then the other guy's like, hey, while you're out getting food, can you get me some Lotrimin for my ringworm?
While you're out, can you pick up my MRSA meds?
Funny enough, her boyfriend was not with us that night. I don't know where the fuck he was. So, sober guy drives us into town, which is only 15 minutes away in tiny, tiny town that I was in. We didn't have a lot near us. So he takes us to Cookout. While we're standing in line for Cookout, I have to pee like a motherfucker. And it is not a walk-in Cookout. It is a walk-up-to-the-window Cookout. So, he really wanted McDonald's. And I was like, thank God. We will go to the Cookout, and then we'll go to the McDonald's. And Hannah and I can... Oh, said her name. Sorry, love you. run in. And this is... you did her lightning bolt tattoo. Can run in and use the restroom at the McDonald's. And when we got there, the inside of the McDonald's was closed, but the drive-thru was open. So Hannah and I run down the street.
Into a bush.
Literally. Into a bush.
They went on a walkabout.
Yep.
On a walkabout.
For our walkabout. We were having a little walkie-talkie, that's for sure. And decided to pee in the bushes. And I don't remember much of that evening, if I'm being honest. I don't remember getting back to campus.
They went on a walkabout to the bush.
I remember us holding hands while we peed in the bushes.
It Sometimes was so you sweet. Need that support.
It was so sweet. Which reminds me of the story that my mom and dad frequently tell me because they think it is hilarious, if I'm being honest, of the time Life Flight shined its, the helicopter, like a Life Flight helicopter, shined its light down on my mother while she was peeing in a bush. This was pre-Cali, and my mom and dad and one of their good friends had all gone out drinking. And we're driving back home, and the ladies really had to pee. And the highway was dead stopped. They couldn't go fucking anywhere. So my dad pulls over into a strip mall parking lot and goes, I don't care what the fuck y'all do. Just fucking go pee. Find a place to go pee and go pee. So my mom and, I'm going to say her name because it's my Aunt Janae, go to pee in the bush. And can't stop fucking laughing because they're peeing in a bush and they're drunk.
Mm-hmm. They too went on a walkabout in the bush.
So
it's my best Australian accent.
At the time, my dad realizes the highway is stopped because there is a fatality accident up ahead of them. And the girls are still peeing at this time. And Janae keeps yelling, there's something in my nose. There's something in my nose. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's in my fucking nose. And my mom was like, it's dark. I can't see it. Just keep peeing so we can leave. So, shortly after that, they hear a helicopter flying in. And then next thing you know, the spotlight is shining directly down on them. Because Life Flight was landing for the accident in that strip mall parking lot. And as the light is shining down on them, my mom looks at Janae and realizes she has an entire branch of the bush up her nose. And that proceeded to make them laugh more, which means they peed more. And yeah,
couldn't stop.
No, you can't stop when you're laughing.
Couldn't pinch off.
No, you can't pinch off a pee. Pinching off a pee is harder than anything in the whole world.
I'm not trying to pinch off any peas.
So that reminds me of some
debauchery.
Wilder peeing, if you will. Which is what I like to call it when I'm breaking the law.
A wilder pee.
It's a wilder pee. I'm out in the wilderness.
For her walkabouts.
For my walkabouts. So there was the one time that we got kind of drunk, not super drunk, but kind of drunk at, one of my friend's hometown bars, and her cousin, sort of cousin, I don't know. Their family line is weird.
Like West Virginia weird?
No. Okay. It's so. Like...
I got cousins that aren't blood related.
Yeah. I don't know
how they're related. Like my mom's best friend. And we call them Aunt So-and-so. Yeah. And so their kids are my cousin. Yeah.
So he convinced us to... She had a Jeep at the time. Big old lifted Jeep. To go, like, take the Jeep mutton out in the middle of nowhere. He knew this person's land. It had just rained.
Have you been mud?
I'm yes, from the most redneck yes. place in Florida.
I could tell by her face.
Y'all have never been.
You've never been?
No.
Oh, it's a great time.
Mudding, okay. Cow tipping, crab bashing.
Now, I will
all
say...
all the terrible things.
At my age now, I don't think I could do it comfortably be able to walk the next day
my
correctly.
Motion sickness, I couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, I don't think you would enjoy your time.
Unless but it I'm is... the driver and then... Woo!
But it is a great time, but...
First or last.
To be fair, we did get in trouble after this because Paula told us not to go mudding.
Mm.
We had all been drinking. He had been drinking.
Should've
she was like,
absolutely
not. Do not do it. And then, you know, woke up the next day and she's like, what in the fuck?
Mm.
What in the chocolate monkey fuck is going on out
correct.
Here? But, so we went mudding and then all of a sudden... We went mudding, and all of a sudden, one of her tires came off the rim. And we're like, Randon, how in the fuck?
I wish I could see my face right now.
How in the fuck did you manage to get this tire off the rim? Like, this is a Jeep. It's meant for this shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, he's laying in the mud... changing her tire.
I thought you meant he just fell out.
Oh, no.
Fell out of the Jeep.
Oh,
laid
no.
in the mud.
He's having to... So, her Jeep was, like, big lifted. Like, hefty lifted.
Big
giant
lifted.
Tires. And luckily, she had her spare. And we were good to go. Had air in it and shit. And so, he's laying on the ground changing this tire. But it's taken some time. Because he has to figure out how to get the tire back onto the rim enough so that we can transport it on the back of the Jeep. Because there's not enough room in the Jeep.
For the giant ass tire.
For the giant ass tire. So, he's trying to figure all of that out. Meanwhile, Taylor and I are sitting in the back. And we're like, we've got to fucking pee. Like, we've been drinking. We've been running around, acting a fool. We got to fucking pee.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he was like, whatever you do, don't get bit by a copperhead. I was like, great.
Terrifying.
Oh, no.
Love that. So, yeah, like, low country, South Carolina. So, Taylor and I go out with our flashlights on our phones that are about to die and find a log. And we're, like, peeing. So, I'm, like, squatted against a tree. She's squatted against a log. We're holding our phones around so that we can see if we're about to get... bit in the taint by a copperhead.
that's a Jazz's reach around.
Uh-huh. And so she and I are both peeing and we're like, oh, thank God, this is wonderful. I tell you, we peed. I do declare. We probably peed for a solid 4 minutes. The two of us. Just standing there.
It's like
the
quiver, like one leg is just shaking.
Yeah. We're like squatted there and we're like, looking around for snakes, and we're like
sorority
making eye contact
squatted.
With each other. We were sorority squatted
yep.
in the woods,
yep.
taking a piss.
That's another reach around back to the Carolina squat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's story number one. Number two is a lovely story where somebody got a double full moon. So I, in the college town that I went to, there was a...
Steph is establishing a fart corner, and I love her.
I think it's just a chip-chewing
corner.
Oh!
It's
a chip-chewing corner.
It's not a fart corner?
I got tired of sucking my chips till they were soggy.
Hey, sometimes you gotta suck that chip.
Oh, dear.
All this kids talk is already making me have to pee again. Please continue.
So we, in the college town that I went to, which wasn't really like... It's not your average college town where there's, like, big business around you.
Okay.
It's like... Mountain school. I went to Western. If you know Western, you know Western.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were like a couple bars that we frequented, and one of them was called No Name. And it's like this like back road kind of biker bar. And like a lot of the college students would go there, but it was like you knew the ones that like were there frequently because everybody knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my friend Maggie are like drinking, people are buying us drinks, whatever. We're like, you know, PBR bitches, just like having cheap beer.
You called me out for my Coors Light. We love our PBR bitch over here.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. I used to drink Bud Heavy. Like, I have no room to talk.
Not a Bud Heavy.
I was Jazz a classy does not bitch. Like anything of the Bud variety. She said it tastes like bread.
It tastes like bread in a can. I can't do it. And then I feel awful afterwards.
Oh, I haven't consumed that in, like, almost 20 years. But
you were a Bud Heavy
bitch. I was a Bud Heavy bitch.
Now I will shotgun and or funnel a Bud Light. Like, that's no problem.
Yeah.
But I would prefer a different beer if I'm going to be sipping.
That's fair. I've had Coors, Miller, and Corona all in tonight.
Mm-hmm. So, we, in this bar, it's a teeny tiny bar, there are two single bathrooms. So there's like a line out the door to use these fucking bathrooms. And normally what we do is we get in line and we just go into, like, both go into the same bathroom.
Yeah.
And we're like, great, we can both knock this out real quick. We're quick peers. People won't be pissed that we both went in here. And so we're waiting and we're like, this is taking too fucking long. Like, we're not going to make it. We're going to pee on the floor right here. So she and I go out the patio door. And so you go out these doors and there's like some fire pits out there. And then there's like another little like porch area. And so we go under the railings on the porch and hop down into the parking lot. And we're like, we're just going to fucking do this right here. And she and I are both wearing leggings and like oversized shirts, and that's it. And so she and I both squat in the parking lot and we're wrapping it up, like we're almost done. And who should start pulls in with their fucking brights on into the parking lot, and double moon. They got whole ass.
Both of you.
Probably a little bit of the JJ. Like, hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed it. I haven't even
been drinking.
Free ass.
Yeah. So they got to see both of our full asses. Probably a little bit of hole, too.
Yeah.
God bless them. But you know what?
A little bit of...
If I gotta piss, I gotta piss.
Chocolate starfish winking back at them, you
right.
know?
Right. Give me one of those.
That reminds me of... We were at... Jaslyn and I were at a bar in Southend. And I can see you gagging in your brain. And...
Gagging in your brain.
this particular bar has two single restrooms. And a friend of ours was waiting in line for said restrooms. And what do you know? Finally... They open up, and two couples walk out. They were fucking in the bathrooms.
Of course they are.
And our friend was not pleased. This is the same night, which Jaslyn might want to tell her side of the story. This is the same evening that we are walking back to our vehicles, and Jazz and our other friend, who we will refer to as Special K for this moment.
Special K. God bless her.
Decide they've got to pee. They have got to pee.
I wasn't right about now. To wait in that fucking line while there's couples fucking in the bathroom.
Yep.
Also, two single bathrooms. Why in the fuck?
Yeah.
You pack in all these people and you think that they're all going to make it?
No. So, we are walking to the other end of South End, basically, where we had parked. And they decide they've got to piss. And I don't blame them. When you got to piss, you got to piss. And...
I knew a special spot.
Jazz knew a special spot. They pulled up behind an empty building. We walked behind an empty building.
We walked behind the empty Price's Chicken Coop.
Oh.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And I was like, this will be a good spot because all that's like behind this is a parking structure and a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like nobody gives a shit. Like if they pull into the parking lot, they're going to be like, those people are peeing. Let me not be right here.
Yeah.
And if they're in the parking structure, they're not really going to be able to tell what's going on.
Right.
So, Special K and I proceed to lean against the wall and squat. And it's just like...
gushing.
I mean, it's like two waterfalls. Like, if you needed sleep sounds, I should have recorded it for you. And Callie is sitting on a picnic bench.
Yep.
In front
of
us.
Keep guard, mind you. Like, I'm to sober. Make sure, I am the
yes.
DD.
Like, to make sure that we don't get got by some person that decides to walk back there and be like, these ladies have their pants down, let me try to chase them.
Business.
Well, also, Juan was trying to walk back behind the building and pee with us, and Callie was like, you gotta wait. you got to wait until they're done. And he was like, what's the difference? And she was like, no, no, you got to wait. So
he was so drunk.
We wrap up our peeing. And I'm like, Callie, I need you to move your feet because the stream is a flowing straight towards you. It's coming your
way. It did indeed come straight for me. Uh-huh. I did indeed move my feet.
She did. So. But yeah, so that's another place I've peed in public. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, at my best friend's house in middle of nowhere, South Carolina.
Hell yeah.
We, they have a pool. So we'll drink out by the pool. And once we've all reached a certain level of intoxication, we stop going in the house because we're like, we have to dry off. It's a whole process.
Yeah, you just pee in the lawn.
So they have a building out behind their house. So we all just go pee on the other side of the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's always funny to me, like, Martell has only gone down a handful of times, but there was one time he walked around the side of the building and he was like, Jesus Christ. And I just like had my swimsuit pulled to one side and I'm like, just straight streaming it. And he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, I had to pee. I'm not going in there. It's nope. cold in there.
Yep.
I'm be chilly. I'm gonna track water all over the place. Yep. That's wrong. I wasn't raised like that.
So
here I am pissing in the lawn.
Talk about pulling shit to the side. Sorry, that sounded very sexual. I'm looking at me.
No,
I had a friend who.
I'm just waiting to find out where this goes.
I had a friend. I won't say his name either. Who decided. Out of nowhere that he was going to propose to his girlfriend, even though she had made it very clear that that was not what she wanted.
Oh, boy.
And so we went out to lunch, and my I realized favorite. He was far too intoxicated to drive to said ring place, and I also was not going to allow him to buy anything that day.
You're
going to
say fart.
So we stop by his house. He drops his car off at his house, feeds his dog, whatever. And I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going to go use your restroom. And I didn't realize that his hall bathroom has a door. Like, it has two... I knew it had two doors. There's a door to walk into the bathroom, and there's another door beside the toilet. And I thought that door led to, like, a laundry room or something. Well, it was open. And it actually led to his master bathroom. And I didn't shut it, because I didn't feel the need to. And I was wearing a bodysuit and pants that day. And I just scooted the bodysuit to the side real quick to go pee. So I didn't have to get naked to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? He comes back to use his bathroom, and I just flash him.
Oh, lucky
and
him.
Then I drove him to go ring shop for someone who broke up with him shortly after, as she should have. I'm so sorry, dear friend, if you are listening to this. I know you're a heartbroken individual.
So
this is the same person that we recently saw out.
We saw the person that broke up with this person out. And
yes. Who God, did not recognize gorgeous. Either one of us. So we were sitting there whispering to
were
the
we
men.
Were we whispering? We were a little intoxicated. I don't know that we were whispering.
We were talking in hushed tones.
Okay.
We were aware.
I think our men that were with us that night would say that we weren't talking in hushed tones.
Okay. Well, they were in on the conversation. They were like, so who are we looking at? What's the story?
Hot chick to our
left.
Your left, my right. Yeah.
Mm. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
Lovely.
Okay, so I have been listening to these stories.
Yes.
Tell us about your piss.
And you know when, like, how horrible it is having ADHD, like, you want to, like, interrupt the whole time?
It could have.
And then you're like, I'm going to be an active listener. And I was trying so hard to be an active listener to the pee stories. But the dialogue that was happening in my head, two things were happening.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, I am a terrible person because I'm listening to these pee stories and I'm like, and what's next? You know, like waiting.
Yep.
Like for the punchline.
You're waiting for more piss.
Because I have...
I'm so sorry.
I started making notes.
Yeah.
Of all of like the piss stories that I had that were like remarkable.
The history of your pistory?
The history of my pistory. And it's a lot.
Title this episode.
And like, so I'm going to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
I grew up in the country. Popping a squat was essential.
Mm-hmm.
I rode horses. We go on trail rides. There's not a porta john. You gotta get off the horse, you gotta fucking piss. You gotta fucking walk a couple steps.
Yeah.
And you piss. I grew up doing things that, like, you were naked with other people a lot, dancing and, you know, like, locker room stuff. So, like, I've realized I have no modesty or class, apparently, or shame also. I have none of these things. And, I grew up just, like, going to pasture parties where, like, you would just interrupt somebody.
Pasture parties.
And, like, you would interrupt somebody mid-conversation just to walk off and go pee. And I'm not saying walk off 5 minutes. I'm saying walk off 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then you go pee.
Yeah.
And then you shake it off and you come back. So, like, I've probably pissed in more McDonald's parking lots than I can count.
Yep.
I can think of a bank parking lot. I can think of, like, any nightclub that I've ever been to. It was, public peeing for me was such a thing that, like, I didn't think it was actually illegal because I did it so frequently, and I've never gotten arrested for it. And it wasn't something that, like, took a lot of courage to have to go do. It was the thing that I was like, oh, I have to pee. Here's good. The women's room is locked. I go to the men. You know, like, I do what I need to do.
I've been in more men's rooms than I care to mention.
My college biology professor and my honors director, he was my advisor, and said, technically, it should not be illegal for women to pee in public or for women to be naked in public because indecent exposure is defined by your genitalia being out. Women's reproductive organs and genitalia are on the inside of their body. So what the fuck does it matter?
Yep.
I was like, hell yeah.
I mean,
love it.
Yeah, are you gonna be offended by my pussy lips?
I thought you fucking hate you, and this corona almost just came out of my nose. Corona light, not coronavirus.
You know, we Jesus fucking H Christ.
Okay.
So we were talking, you know, a few episodes back about the places you peed. So we asked Joey, like, I was like, because I do it so frequently, I'm like, what is the most extreme thing you've ever seen me do? And it was the spite pee. Spoiler, if this loses any listeners, I'm sorry. I'm not religious. I have a huge chip on my shoulder towards religious things. And when I've been drinking, I do the what's the most extreme thing I could do. And I had to pee while we were walking home from the bar one night, and we happened to pass a church, and I hopped up on the church steps and peed right by the front door. Like, that was my public pee thing that he said is the worst thing he's ever seen me do. I agree that it's probably the most shameful piss that I've ever taken. The funniest one that I think, like, I think I might have to pepper in piss stories as they become appropriate per episode.
That's fine.
I concur.
Because there are too many detailed, hilarious stories for me to try to cram them all into one episode. But what I'm thinking, the one that comes to mind for me, combines how my generation, you know, crawled so you could walk for a specific product that I know our friend Callie here likes. And
we're in the same generation.
Ma'am, what product?
I am 10 years older than you. It involves self-tanner.
As I have it on right now.
The first generation self-tanner that you didn't have to suffer through.
Thank you.
And my,
I didn't either, but that's because I'm black.
Fucking hell! You've used it before, though.
Now, when I was younger, I used to tan like the Dickens.
And this is also a, like...
Imagine someone tanning their Dickens.
Tell me you're from Daytona Beach without telling me you're from Daytona Beach.
Correct.
Okay. So, it combines all of these things. It's ageist and... cynical and spiteful and fucking hilarious. So I got my hands on the first generation of self-tanner. I lubed up my legs and they were orange. So were the palms of my hands.
Yep,
so were, like, all the creases of everything. They were extra orange.
Mm-hmm.
But in Daytona, we had the gift of having black lights everywhere. So if you just wore something white, then that would glow and you would look black, and you know, the contrast was so impressive that nobody could ever know, because you weren't going to be seen in the daylight like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out with myself, Tanner.
Love it.
I was wearing a short white skirt. I'll never forget it.
Did it turn orange?
No. Okay. Well, part of it, but that's not the funniest part. Uh-huh. I was wearing like the old school candies heels, like the solid wood with like the little strap. And then like something that was like, you know, wife beater-esque that I had cut off and was definitely not wearing a bra. And I'm clicking around the bar we're at. I could go to the bathroom, but instead I go pee, you know, pop a squat somewhere, like I always did. And the drunker I got and the more frequently I peed, the more sloppy the pee was and the more spray that came from said pee.
Yeah.
And I went home with a boy that night, woke up the next morning at his house and looked down. And it looked like a Jackson Pollock painting where the self-tanner had been removed from the pee splatter on my legs. So there were stripes of empty leg with the rest of the orange self-tanner from me having such a sloppy night of squatting.
That happens to me every time it rains.
Colors are revealed when it rains.
And going home with a boy, my first date and hooking up with previously mentioned gentlemen, I'd self-tanned that day, even though I was going to be in a sweater and jeans because I wanted to be tanned for the rest of the week, and was not intending on taking said man home. And then next thing you know, date's going very, very well. The bartender is indeed calling me out on this being my second date at this bar.
In 2 days.
I was going to say in 1 weekend, but okay, in two days. And date's going very, very well. And I'm like, there's really good chemistry here. And also would like to see what this man's dick looks like. So.
Show me where you pee from.
That's Martell's dating advice. Correct. So take him home. I'm like, I have my color guard on for my self-tanner, and it does not taste great or smell great. So, sorry about it. But again, quoting Stephanie, a man, pussy is pussy. Even if it is 2 inches from an asshole. And I'm gonna stick with that. And that has never made me feel more confident than anything.
Every time y'all say pussy is pussy, I want to go, no matter how small.
No matter how small. Or how big. You don't know.
Correct.
Like, it's fine.
It could be
wide. Like, it comes in all sizes.
Yeah.
I will leave you with another. One more.
Back to Steph's pissing.
Nugget.
That Horton heard of
for
who.
For the.
That hurt who was named Queef.
It wasn't that night.
I think. So, like, the pee stripes were so funny, because if you were to have met me at 18, you would have hated me. I was a vile little twat. I was just a horrible person, and I was pretty and mean. And
you're still fucking pretty.
But I was, like, it's pretty. You know, like, I was that girl. I was
horrible. I can get away with things because I'm pretty.
Pretty much, yeah. I was horrible.
pretty much.
Yeah.
pretty privileged is what, yes.
I just was not a good person. And that was my karmic reach around, was getting piss stripes. And I totally fucking deserved it.
Now, did he notice the piss stripes?
Probably not.
You know what? I never kept them around long enough to know if they've had like a judgment about it or not. But I'm sure it was all over his bed. And I'm sure it was all over my white skirt. It was
probably
everywhere.
All over his face, too.
Probably, yeah.
He probably had a little orange beard.
Aww.
My other favorite pee story that's equal
goatee.
Parts gross and brilliant is I didn't grow up going to a lot of concerts. We had cover bands in every bar that covered the same shitty music. So, like, coming into a taste in music has been something like a later in life thing. Mm-hmm. And the first concert that I ever went to was the Dale Earnhardt Memorial Concert at the Speedway in Daytona Beach.
Praise Dale.
I won tickets to at Razzle's Nightclub.
Was this when you were working at Hooters?
No, I was not working at Hooters yet. That was, this was after. I was working at Ruby Tuesday at this point in time.
Oh, classy joint.
Yeah. And I...
You had to wear clothes there.
I was at...
I'm so sorry.
And the slip-resistant shoes that were really hot.
That is a Jaslyn snort. You must take a drink.
Woo!
Oh, hang on. Got it. So I won tickets to this concert. This is also tell me you're from Daytona without telling me you're from Daytona. They were having a best piercing contest. And I had zero piercings at this time. And I just went into the DJ booth and made out with my friend Katie. And he gave us tickets.
Of course.
So when we get to this show, it was like five different country bands. Mm-hmm. It was like Alabama and Kenny Chesney and Brooks and Dunn, and then it was also like Sheryl Crow and the Goo Goo Dolls and Hootie and the Blowfish, and it was like it was kind of the biggest thing I had ever been to.
Yeah.
But the tickets were for the shittiest seats ever, and mind you, this is also probably 18-19 year old me, who was still in my but I'm pet phase. And I somehow charmed my way out of my nosebleeds into the action where, like, here's the stage, here's the fence, and there's me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm holding my ground now. I'm not going anywhere. And I had not yet developed good sense for, like, if you continue to drink, you will need to pee. Well, I have to pee really bad, but it's pouring down rain, and I do not want to leave my spot on this.
Exactly. Would anyone notice?
On the infield, and I was wearing, again, with, like, the version of a wife beater that I had cut up, so it was nothing there. And I was wearing, I had also cut it up, but when, like, the long khaki skirts were really popular, I had made mine sluttier so that it, like, hung down just above my pubes, but that's what I was wearing, and
a
cowboy hat, and I was wearing sandals, and I remember just, like, kind of looking around. I'm like, it is pouring rain. I could just pee right here and nobody would notice. Like, there's so much water dripping off of me right now, and it did. I just stood there.
I genuinely think I've had the same thought before.
And peed my pants.
Yep.
Peed my not pants, because I wasn't
non-pants.
Wearing pants.
Yeah.
But I was drenched from head to toe anyway. So I was just standing there between bands.
Pissing.
Just pissing down my own legs. And until the rain stopped, anytime I had to pee, I just peed.
I'm going to let you know that there is still, to this day, probably a man in that crowd who looked at you and was like, I'd fuck that.
He was making eye contact with me. Well, I will tell you, moments later, this is my only celebrity encounter ever. So throughout this entire show, there were all these bands that were playing, and there was absolutely no crowd participation. participation throughout the entire thing. Until Brooks and Dunn comes on.
I was gonna ask if you made eye contact.
And they start singing Rock My World, Little Country Girl, and Kix Brooks looks at me and goes, you. Bodyguard pulls me out of the crowd, up on stage, and I danced with Kix Brooks to Rock My World, Little Country Girl, the only crowd participation in the entire series of shows that happened that evening.
I love you.
And I had piss pants.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
What a fucking woman. And I'm going to reiterate, pussy is pussy.
Pussy
even
is
if
pussy.
It's 2 inches from an asshole.
Now, granted, he was a perfect gentleman, and there was no, like, follow-up or, like, anything. I was just delivered back into my pee puddle in the crowd.
You were a hot woman, though. So that is my pussy is pussy. Even if she pissed her pants watching your concert.
I was very obviously a little country girl, is what it was. Correct. I was wearing a cowboy hat. And
yeah, in Daytona.
In Daytona at a speedway.
Yeah.
So it fit, and I was just close, I think. But that's my favorite. Those were the days.
I have a shit story ender that's not mine that I think you would appreciate, though.
Is this our wrap up?
This is our wrap up.
Is this our little wipe? We gotta wipe. Or
you I will guess, need to wipe after this one.
If we're pissing in public, we're kind of just shaking it off.
Correct.
Really.
Like men.
Yep.
I have a friend. Shake.
You gotta do the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I have a friend. They're probably gonna listen to this one. It's fine. I'm never gonna say names, so we're good. I have a friend. It's the same friend who said, "Please give Stephanie her own 5 minutes to have a full-blown tangent of her own, because these Stephanie-isms are fucking relatable and hilarious." And as you heard her lovely storytelling, you can tell. She's fucking relatable and hilarious. This friend, and he will probably unfriend me for telling the story.
Oh, no, he won't.
Was dared on a bachelor trip. They were daring each other to, like, moon vehicles. Okay. As they were driving home from said bachelor trip.
I did it for Mardi Gras beads.
Oh.
Not at Mardi Gras.
I did it for free while I was pissing in a parking lot.
Yep.
And it arises that, you know, some of them have to use the bathroom. He, in particular, had to take a shit. So, this comes up, moving vehicle, and he gets dared to shit out the window. And, if you ever meet this man, he runs off of pure spite. Abso-fucking-lutely.
I can do all things through spite, which strengthens me.
Correct, uh-huh. Same. I'm still existing today because of spite.
Like, it's the only reason I have a tattoo career right now. Ooh. Is because I heard people making fuck fun yeah. of me. And fuck, I was like, yes. Oh, you ain't taking any of my yes. money again.
So this man runs off of pure spite, love it, and they said, I'm assuming the conversation went along the lines of, you know, I bet you won't shit out the car window. And he stuck his non-existent ass.
Oh, does he look like a frog stood up? Is he like that kind of... like,
and shit out the car window. And again, he's going to hear this. But it's fine. It is.
Have I met this person?
No.
Damn.
But it is fine. And they did indeed shit out a car window.
Good for him.
I feel like
he and I would get along because I would just want to tell him another story. And then the he would tell would me another story. And then I would tell him another story.
The stories would go back and forth like, the whole you fucking time.
You were telling me I had to write another one down for another episode and that one reminded me of. Good. For something that I've... Something left my orifice off the side of something else. Hell, so I just yeah. had to put it in there. Like
All of our talking developed another dumb ask question that I'll ask on next week's episode.
Fantastic. So.
Oh, we don't get it till next week?
Next week.
They don't get it till next week. We get it in like 5 minutes.
You have to stop telling people that. Edit that out, Jeff.
I'm bad at secrets.
Listen, we're just trying to bring you the best content back to back to back to back to back. And we're three ladies.
Not like human centipede back to back. That's fucked
no.
up.
No. That but. Would be back to mouth to back to mouth. And we're not doing that.
No.
But. Listen, we all have jobs, so this is the best way we know how. But anyhow, thanks for listening to our piss.
I'm sorry, I can't keep a straight face on that one.
I wish I had like a toilet flush sound.
Where's our sound effects?
They're behind you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man.
None of them are toilet flushes.
Not a piss single sound. One. Anyway... Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to our mental health drama and our lack of class in our stories. And you're still here, so...
You know, piss in public if you have to.
Do it. Just go.
But be kind of discreet, because they will arrest you for it, but, like...
I have never been arrested, and I honestly feel like
especially
if
a penis, they will arrest you. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't swing
and
your penis
don't
around.
Do it near an elementary school.
For children!
Ooh! Oh, okay, I'm gonna interrupt and tell you about my friend who has horrible IBS, and she jogs in our neighborhood, and she had an attack of the horrible IBS and had to go poop skis behind the bushes at the elementary school on our road.
You know,
is she on a list?
No, it was before school hours. She said it was like 6 a.m., so like nobody was on campus yet, and she was just running. But
didn't
like,
scar any children.
But yeah, that's what cheese does to some people.
Yeah.
Fair. So piss your pants when you need to, shit in a bush when you need to. Just don't do it while there's children present.
Correct.
Thank you so much for listening. Love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.